In Thailand's Ubon Ratchathani province, the Sirinthorn Dam has been part of this landscape since the 1970s, built to function as both a hydropower and irrigation facility. For decades, these waters have also provided fishermen here with their livelihoods. Now it takes on a new role as the site of Asia's newest floating solar power project.
This is the starting point that we can go to that point in the 30 years after. This is the starting point that this is the first project for the clean, the renewable energy.
The hybrid hydrosolar project began commercial operations in October and consists of more than 140,000 solar panels. Thailand is still highly dependent on fossil fuels, something it has in common with neighboring countries. But demand for renewable energy is growing, and experts say floating solar is an ideal fit for many countries in Southeast Asia.
Most obvious benefit is that it requires little to no land to put on, so there's no land acquisition fee. And for an area with high population density, good grid access, and high energy demand, the floating system will be a sensible choice.
Southeast Asia is now home to several floating solar projects, and more are in the early stages of development.
This is the Cerata Reservoir in West Java, where Indonesia's first floating solar power plant is being developed. The early stages of construction are underway, and it should be operational by late next year. It will be the first of many here in Indonesia.
This video shows what the final project will look like.
Our goal is to show Indonesia is capable of building floating solar panels, the biggest in Southeast Asia.
There are also cost-saving benefits.
It is slightly more expensive than ground-mounted solar panels, but because the temperature is lower in the reservoir, the output will be higher.
Many Southeast Asian countries have announced their aim to achieve carbon neutrality by 2050 or shortly after. Floating solar technology may be an important part of realizing those goals. Jessica Washington, Al Jazeera, Bandung.